This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Members of Congress are home for the holidays. They started the recess after passing a two-year budget deal. Now, there are optimists who believe the door is open, that there's breathing room, as some say, for lawmakers to tackle other issues. One of those is immigration. The Senate has passed a bill. The House has not. Well, when immigration is in the news, scam artists see an opportunity. They'll tell immigrants they can help them get green cards, even when these swindlers know full well many of their prospective clients aren't eligible. Here's Alexandra Starr in New York.
When he moved from India to the United States 11 years ago, Karan could not believe his luck. A U.S. tech firm had sponsored him for a visa, and he was going to live in San Francisco. But when he arrived, he got chilling news. The company had folded. And that meant Karan's H-1B visa was no longer valid.
Probably I was illegal from day one in this country.
For most of the next decade, Karan lived here illegally. He moved to New York and did odd jobs to get by. What he wanted was a work permit so he could apply for other tech positions. An acquaintance told Karan he knew someone who could help.
He told me that, oh, this guy is good, he can help you get these papers.
Karan went to see the attorney, Earl David. He promised he could get Karan a work permit and a green card for $20,000.
That was the reason we fall for them. They're charging so much money, probably they're the right persons to go to.
Karan's confidence in David only grew after the lawyer got him a work permit, as promised. Turns out, though, the whole thing was a sham. Earl David was filing phony documents with the authorities. He was even creating shell companies that allegedly hired his immigrant clients. After a while, David stopped returning Karan's calls, and so Karan went to see another attorney, Alan Kay.
I tried to warn him that even though he got a work permit, the case was going to crash and burn.
Kay was right. Karan received a letter telling him he was in deportation proceedings. Kay says that while immigration fraud is always a problem,
you see a spike when there's more talk about legalization, and that's right now.
The Federal Trade Commission operates a database where immigrants can report fraud. Michael Waller works in the Bureau of Consumer Protection at the commission. He urges immigrants who have been victims to come forward.
I can't emphasize enough, the most important thing that people can do to help stop this fraud is to file complaints. Law enforcement needs those complaints in order to identify targets.
The problem is, the victims are mostly undocumented. And as lawyer Alan Kay points out, they're scared.
They're afraid of what's going to happen to them. Are they going to be deported? Are they going to get turned in? Are they going to get locked up?
Authorities did find people to testify against Earl David, though. Of course, he did swindle more than 25,000 immigrants. David pleaded guilty to fraud, and this spring, he was sentenced to 5 years in prison. In New York, I'm Alexandra Starr for Marketplace.